Appendix H, Hydraulics. This appendix covers the petroleum product properties that are pertinent to pipeline and hose line hydraulics and considerations for the installation of pipelines and hose lines. In addition, this appendix discusses the mechanics and mathematical formulas required to determine pipeline and hose line hydraulics. Trace selection. Prior to installing the IPDS or assault hose line system equipment, a thorough study of the terrain is required using maps, aerial surveys, photographs, and terrain walks where possible. Based on this survey, the optimum trace is selected and a hydraulic profile is constructed. Things to consider when planning the route for the trace include: the route should be as direct as possible from the fuel source to the forces requiring support and present a minimum number of obstacles and obstructions. Will the trace follow MSRs or secondary roads? There are advantages/disadvantages to both to consider. If roadways do not exist or cannot be utilized, select a route that is accessible to vehicles required for emplacing and constructing the systems. Keep security precautions in mind. Utilize natural camouflage wherever possible and avoid routing the systems through populated areas. Avoid difficult terrain when possible, as this will increase the emplacement/construction time significantly. Significant change in elevation can lead to overpressure problems. Consider the number of crossings along the trace. Culverts can be used to cross smaller roads. Gap crossing kits can be used to cross larger gaps, such as rivers, streams, ravines, drainage ditches. If possible, consider altering the trace to utilize existing bridges or engineer-constructed line of communication bridges to minimize construction time. Joint deflection for IPDS pipeline is limited to 2 degrees. If the deflection at a coupling exceeds 2 degrees during construction, the expansion of the pipeline could cause the coupling to fail. Expansion devices are required for IPDS pipelines. There are 2 types of expansion devices used. These are the U-loop and Z-shaped offsets and are equal in absorbing the expansion and contraction of the pipeline. U-loops may be installed in situations where the trace is narrow and may be installed around obstacles such as trees or rocks. Z-shaped offset can be installed on wide traces and can serve pipe sections and elbows. Terrain at the expansion location will generally dictate which one you select. For planning purposes, always plan to use a U-loop for every expansion joint because it requires more equipment, worst case. Branch lines connect with the existing or planned main lines of IPDS. Planning for branch lines is the same as planning for the main line. Generally, branch lines will come out of an intermediate terminal vise directly out of the pipeline. Terrain profile construction. Plotting the terrain profile, drawn on graph paper, is needed to determine the location of pump stations. To construct the terrain profile, first obtain a topographical map or other source of material that provides accurate information about terrain along the projected trace route. Using this information, plot the trace route on graph paper. Hydraulic gradient. The hydraulic gradient is utilized to determine the location of each pump station after the first pump station. The hydraulic gradient is calculated based upon the several factors that will be discussed in the following paragraphs. Once the hydraulic gradient is determined, it is added to the terrain profile in a location that allows the user to use a parallel ruler to plot parallel lines to determine the placement of downstream pump stations. Listeners are encouraged to refer to Appendix H in the print version of ATP 4-43 for additional information and example computations. Overpressure. Where there are large changes in elevation, the pressure caused by the fuel at rest, static, or in motion, dynamic, may exceed the maximum safe working pressure, MSWP, of the pipeline or hose line. The following section discusses steps that are used to determine areas of overpressure and mitigate or relocate the next pump station if required. Static overpressure. Static overpressure is the force exerted on a fluid at rest. The following steps will determine if you have a static overpressure situation. From the last pump station before the major drop in elevation, measure up the distance that represents the TAH for the pump station. Name that point O1. Next, using a parallel ruler, align one side with the TAH hydraulic gradient. Extend the opposite side of the ruler until it is aligned with O1. Draw a line using the hydraulic gradient until it intersects with the trace. This line represents the true gradient. The true gradient indicates the point along the trace at which all pressure has been expended, and if fluid was being pushed, it would be at 0 psi. Convert the MSWP for the pipeline or hose line from PSI to feet of head. MSWP for IPDS is 740 PSI. MSWP for the assault hose line system is 150 PSI. Locate the highest elevation point on the trace prior to the large change in elevation and name that point O2. From O2, measure straight down the distance that represents the MSWP. Name that point O3. From O3, draw a horizontal line to the right through the trace. Name the first point of the intersection A and the second point of the intersection B. A is where static overpressure begins. B is where static overpressure ends. If the horizontal line does not intersect with the trace, there is no static overpressure. The way to solve static overpressure with Army equipment is to place bags at the start of the static overpressure to drain the fuel off into when the pipeline or hose line is being shut down. This necessitates placing a pump station there to push fuel back into the line when starting back up. This basically becomes your next pump station, and you adjust all remaining pump stations from the new one. Dynamic overpressure. Dynamic overpressure is the force exerted on a fluid in motion. The following steps will determine if you have a dynamic overpressure situation. From O1, done earlier during static overpressure check, measure down the MSWP. Name that point O4. Using the parallel ruler, align one side with the hydraulic gradient. Extend the opposite side of the ruler until it is aligned with O4. Draw a line down from O4 until it intersects the pipeline or hose line trace once. Name the point of intersection C. C is where dynamic overpressure begins. If the line from O4 does not intersect the pipeline or hose line trace, there is no dynamic overpressure. A solution for dynamic overpressure is to place pressure regulating valve.